last of the gladiators, the all-time king of the daredevils, Evel Knievel.
I would like to direct something to you who might think taking a narcotic is the wise thing to do, and I will give you something to relate to. I go to Indianapolis every year with the A.J. Foyt pit crew. He does a good job there. The men that are with him do a good job. When we go to qualify, there are some men who want to qualify and go faster, and instead of running on the fuel that Mr. Holman advises they run under and that the USAC committee tells them to run under, some of them cheat a little bit to get ahead, and they use the nitro. And their car runs for about 5 laps, and then it blows all to hell. And that's what will happen to you in life. If you take narcotics, you'll run for 5 laps, and you will blow all to hell. So the decision is yours. You make it.
I wanted to get on the motorcycle and go against death. I was a life risker. I was not outside of the arena looking in. I was in the arena. To be like a life risker or a gladiator of old times, that's what made my life worthwhile at that time.
I made a statement at my last jump in Ohio that a motorcycle doesn't have wings, and a man who's supposed to be a professional ought to realize when he's jumped far enough. Teddy Roosevelt said one time that it's better to try and win glorious triumphs and victories, even though you're checkered by failure and fate, than to rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy victory or defeat because they've lived in such a great twilight that they've never tried either one. So rather than be a painter of the Brooklyn Bridge or work in the Lincoln Tunnel in New York City and suck all that carbon dioxide in every day and live in those ghettos, I decided to fly through the air and live in the sunlight and enjoy life as much as I could, and that's just what I'm doing.